This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential, and the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of.
I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train. Search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2017 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Here we go.
Okay, so now we are in Fire Emblem Warriors. This is a game made by Koei Tecmo, same folks that made Hyrule Warriors. And this is really a lot of action, hacking and slashing, using the characters from the Fire Emblem world. And there's also other things that will remind you of Fire Emblem. There's like that weapons triangle and different things, but it's really kind of this fast action game that Koei Tecmo is known for.
So we just saw an animation for the main character. What was that?
Well, you get different power-up animations, so there's special moves, right? And so there's some really great colorful animations of the different characters when they're powering up and attacking. And as is typical in a Warrior-style game, you know, you have these different missions as you're playing through. So you might have several missions going on at once, but there's lots of quick action, hordes and hordes of enemies that you have to battle through. You just unleash a special attack, defeated 104 enemies right there. So pay attention to the menu up in the upper right corner, because it'll show you hotspots and places where you need to go and take actions.
So we just saw a couple of red doors. Are those doors that are accessible by the main character, or is that where the enemies are spawning from?
Well, so each of these areas here, these different forts, if you capture them and you defeat the main captain, they become your forts, and they'll stop spawning enemies unless they're taken back over.
Oh, so it's not just something that once you defeat it, it's yours. Other enemies, the opponents will still be funneling in to try to take it back over.
They'll want to take it back over. So if you walk away from it, if you don't pay attention, it could fall back into enemy hands. There you go. So that's one of your goals here, is to defeat the thief. You've taken him to task pretty good there. All right, you defeated the thief. So you have a mission success for that one piece.
So now I can leave, right? Because now they're going to take over this area, because blue.
Yeah. Now you've come. Right. So when you see the barrier turn from red to blue in that area, then you know you have it.
Level up.
Some of these doors, you'll have to defeat enemies to open different doors as you go through.
So we just saw Danny level up, and so now he's able to add additional attributes. So do they add them at will, or is that something that you can select individually?
Yeah, it looks like, so I've just been playing the demo, but it looks like that happens automatically, so you get, you know, additional strength and speed and different attributes.
All right, so Danny's going now. He's traversing the map and going to the next level to try to take it over, and, oh, this is going to be heavy.
Right here. There's a big patch of enemies, and there's a main boss character, the Cavalier. All right, that Cavalier was defeated. You'd want to get these other two. Maybe go into this part of the map. That looks like there's some trouble going on there.
What, right? So the back.
Yeah, go back. There you go. Back that way. Off to the right. And then go... There, left, and then, yeah, and then...
Another left.
Another left.
Yeah. Oh, and it looks he's got another boss there waiting for him. So while the cinematic is playing, Danny, what are your thoughts?
It's cool. It reminds me of Destiny Warriors. Dynasty Warriors? Yeah.
Same developers, right? Koei Tecmo. Yeah. So,
I should play it a lot with Jenny, with my fiance.
No, I absolutely remember. I remember playing Dynasty Warriors 3 and having a blast as well. Same exact concept.
Yeah. And it's really satisfying just to slash through, you know, this gigantic group of enemies that are coming after you.
Yeah, you need those games every once in a while to just release that stress.
That's right. You don't have to think or puzzle too much. You just jump in. It's all action.
Oh, wow. Danny just did some major damage here. 70 KOs.
Yeah, man. Where is he?
There he is. Boom.
Well, he's gone. Oh, no.
There he is. Oh, he's still around.
Oh, man. Oh. Trick. I got trick.
He found you with a devastating blow. Anyways, there you go. His health bar is about at half. You're working on him. You got him up against the wall.
Oh, you had him wall. You had him trapped. Oh, he's going to hit a super. Run. Oh, you broke him. You broke his super.
Good timing, yeah.
He was about to do something, too.
Danny just did his super against something. Oh, so I'm noticing that he's also got allies that are working with him. We see a fort captain here as he's defeating the boss and is starting to, since it's the blue, is that why the fort captain is there?
Yeah, So this is a fort that is surrounded by enemies. It's still a red controlled fort until you defeat the fort captain. But you're doing good against this boss character. A couple more hits, I think you've got him.
Oh, here we go. He just lit up and he defeated him.
What was that? Gold. It was that gold in his is that his health?
Yeah.
Well, Danny just leveled up again, defeating the captain with his super.
So my team, they're in different areas?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, all right.
And different, you know, different levels are going to have different setups. You'll have different allied characters. You have different different missions throughout each level.
So I just noticed on the screen there's a green allied captain. What's the significance for that one?
That's a good question. We'll see when we get a chance to play the full version of the game.
Gotcha.
No problem. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right,
again, this game is coming out this fall. You know, we've got so many great games, you know, between now and the end of the year. Of course, Mario Odyssey in October, but between now and then, we have ARMS this Friday. We have Splatoon 2 in July. We have Fire Emblem Warriors. You know, so many great things to play. Pokken Tournament Deluxe.
When's that coming out?
That's coming out in September.
September.
Yeah. So we're gonna have lots of things to play. Not even talking about Nintendo 3DS, right? I mean, we had some great announcements recently for 3DS. We're not playing them on the show. We're not playing them here at E3, but some really fun things from that side as well. So Nintendo 3DS business is going strong. There's a new Metroid game that was announced for 3DS that I'm plenty excited about. Metroid Samus Returns. It's gonna be great.
Is there been any new information about the online service yet, or not really?
Not yet, but we're gonna share some new stuff soon. Yeah.
Okay. This episode of Gamertag Radio is sponsored by Western Digital. With WD, you're now able to get solid state drives and hard drives to fit your unique needs. When you add the superior performance of a WD solid state drive to your PC, you get blazing read speeds so you can boost your system quickly or load games and other applications in a snap. Combined with a reliable WD hard drive, you get up to 6 terabytes of storage to keep your games library, direct feed video, podcasts, and more all in a single place. And for a limited time, Gamertag Radio listeners can get 20% off a WD solid state drive with coupon code WDGTR. That's WDGTR. Find out more at WDC.com/GTR.
And here's the thing, Danny, about this deal that we have right now with Western Digital and their blue SSD drives and their SSHD drives. I have an SSD drive,
yep,
which allows me, gaming-wise, as a gamer, that's something you're going to want in your PC because it's going to allow you to get quicker load times. You're going to get, you know, access to everything you want in a snap. And then I also have an SSHD drive, which is a hybrid that has basically an SSD cache along with a standard hard drive. So I get load times quicker in that as well. Mm-hmm. And I have a 4 terabyte version. Been doing a lot of 4K game capture and I've been doing video editing. I need that storage. So again, if you want a great deal on some solid state hard drives, go to WDC.com/GTR. Use our coupon code WDGTR.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.